We're celebrating George's birthday today. Happy birthday, George Dunham.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
It's been a big celebration this morning here on the show. And joining us now is a family member who says he wants to wish you a happy birthday. I believe this is your cousin, Elmer Wayne in Van Zandt County.
Happy Vaginal Exit Day to you!
And you're not my cousin.
Dear Jabby Balls. Happy, hey boy, what you doing?
Well, trying to do a radio show, and you are not my cousin.
You remember me? It's your old cousin from out here in Van Zandt County, Elmer Wayne.
You call the station and claim that.
But I know you remember me, because I was the one that taught you yes means no, and no means yes.
What? No.
And I also taught you that practicing on other boys don't make you gay if you're related. You know me.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I can't believe you're another year old.
How about that?
Hell, I remember the day you was born.
You do?
Yeah, I remember your mom crying because you were born with a size 7 3/4 head.
I do have a big head, yeah.
She says, like giving birth to a tractor tire.
No, she didn't know my mom, no.
Yeah, and I remember, man, your dad was so proud.
Was he?
The look on his face when he first saw you. Mm-hmm. About a week after you were born, and he got around finally making it up to the hospital. So proud of you.
Okay.
All right. Was so proud. I remember him holding you and kissing you without removing the cigarette from his mouth.
Okay.
I burned you, but made you a little bit tougher at the same time.
That did not happen.
Hey, you know what? That kind of parenting that he did, that kind of fathering,
Yep. It
worked out. You done well for yourself, old boy.
Well, thanks, Selma.
What? There ain't a member on our side of the family who hadn't made more than welfare minimum on any given year. But you, look at you, you're making that iPhone money, that F-150 Platinum money.
Yeah.
You're
making
all that living indoors money.
Living indoors?
Yeah. Man, hey, listen, I need to pass on a message. Our cousin Linda Wayne, she says, happy birthday.
Oh, well, thank you. I'm not sure who that is, but thank you.
She's expecting our 12th soon.
What, the two of you?
Yeah, and we're hoping it's a boy.
Okay.
It's a boy.
All right.
Science lab pays us more for boys right now. They're testing you prostate drugs or something. I don't know. But anyway, listen, hey, I understand you's coming up on a vacation, huh, boy?
We are about to go out on vacation, yes.
Well, why didn't you tell me? I can't believe you didn't alert me. I need to get this place all fixed up.
Well, I'm not coming out there.
Sure you are. You got time?
No, I really
don't. You're taking a whole week off. You definitely got time to come see me.
No, I don't think so.
Come on, you need to come out in here and visit us. You can pull your trailer up right beside ours after I clear out the non-running cars.
Okay.
I get it all fixed up for you. Now, the grass is a little high.
Yeah.
Yeah, I brush hogged around the house 2 weeks ago.
Uh-huh.
Took out 3 of our pit bulls.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
I couldn't see them.
Jeez.
I mean, that's on them. They got to get out of the way.
How many more pits do you have?
Oh, I don't know. A good couple dozen.
Oh, man.
Couple dozen. You know, I mean, we lose some every once in a while, you know, after they get after a neighbor kid, and I have to just shoot into the pack of them.
Oh, my gosh. Elmer Wayne.
But, hey, you need to get on out here. You need to come out and spend some time in nature.
Oh, well, okay.
I just bought some new dynamite so we can go fishing.
That's no way to fish.
And you know what? I tell you what, we can go hunting with shotguns. You always love that.
Well, I don't think it's hunting season right now.
And we'll even give the people a 5-minute head start.
People?
Oh!
That's the way we do it out here.
No, it's not.
Come on, we can paint our names and insults on the water towers out here. Although it's funny, last week I misspelled my own name and because I was so drunk.
Yeah.
And for the life of me, I can't figure out how to spell immigrants. But anyway, listen. It's great. It's good for your soul to spend in time and nature. Haven't you read all those science studies?
I guess it is. Yeah, I just don't know if it's in Van Zandt County.
Now, it ain't all rosy out here in God's creation. I got to admit that.
Yeah.
As you can imagine, we've been hit pretty hard out here by the opioid crisis.
Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah, they're just getting harder to get a hold of. I don't know what's happening. But... hey, what happened to Vochi? I was trying to listen for him.
He's going
to
be at 9:30. We had to reschedule him.
Oh, okay. Well, all right. Listen, you get on out here for your vacation. We'll throw you that birthday parade. Tie some beer cans to the back of the four-wheeler.
Okay.
Go through the center of Dunham Town.
All right, Elmer Wayne.
We'll go out and get drunk down by the burn pit. Do a little third base with a good cousin.
Okay.
All right, old boy. You come out and see me. We are country.
All right. There he goes. Over Wayne.
Really ought to go see him.
Not my cousin. Yeah, maybe I will over the break.